Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Chris Armstrong about his plans to retire. So at the last Highland School Board meeting, you were the big news. That's because you announced your plans for early retirement. What can you tell me about that?
That is correct. I've been in education. This is my 34th year. I'm just completing my 10th year as superintendent. I became Rule of 88 eligible, and the board had offered an early retirement program. And just as I weighed all my options and looked at all of the things that are going on in my life, it just felt like it was time to move on to next.
Would you say that this is something that you've been thinking about for a while, or is it during the last meeting when they mentioned the early retirement package, that's kind of what spurned it, or how was that thought process? How did that come to be?
It's definitely something that I have been thinking about as I became Rule of 88 eligible. It was definitely a thought that crossed my mind. You know, I went through a process of thinking about it, talking about it, praying about it, just trying to understand what might be best and what might be my best next direction. And, you know, I'd say once the board passed the early retirement program, you know, I took another week of really just thinking about what to do, and it just became clear to me at that point that it was time to move forward.
Okay. Now, this definitely took me by surprise. Would you say it took the board members by surprise, or was there any inkling that this might happen?
I'm unsure. There had been some conversations that I'd had with the board president, just kind of talking through him with some things. I announced to my staff last week that I was going to do this at the board meeting on Monday night, and so I did include the board members with that. So by the time the meeting came around, you know, everybody knew my intentions. I'm sure it caught some by surprise, but others knew that I was, you know, coming into Rule of 88 eligible through IPERS, and so, you know, they might have had an inkling that it was crossing my mind.
All right. So you're still relatively young, so what's next for you?
I'm unsure 100%. Some things that I've been thinking about, my wife and I for many years have been involved in music ministry. That might be an avenue that we pursue and see what kind of doors open there. I am a golfer, and I enjoy that. I do know there are some opportunities at Blue Top Ridge for some part-time work, so that may be something that I pursue. I've also considered possibly contacting some of the superintendent search firms in the state to see if they need some part-time help with doing that work. So there's a few things, and then you never know what might be next, what might open up, any kind of opportunity to do something that I hadn't even thought of. So I'm going to keep my options open and just kind of see what doors open.
Do you know what's next for Highland as far as their superintendent search is concerned?
They are going to make some decisions at the February 13th meeting. What has been discussed is possibly seeking out a shared superintendent. So there's incentive by the state to do that. You get 8 additional students that you can count. So that amounts to a little over $50,000. And then obviously the savings that you have by only paying for 50% of a superintendent's salary as compared to 100%, you know, could save the district possibly another $80,000. So it could be about $130,000 in savings by going that route. And so that's something I know they're very interested in. And so that's something that I believe they will pursue as we move forward. You know, there's always the option of possibly part-time superintendent, part-time principal. I do think the board's wishes at this time are to probably replace with less than a full-time superintendent position.
I guess, is there anything else about your time at Highland or in education that you'd like to let people know about as you kind of ride off in the sunset?
Well, I've certainly enjoyed my time at Highland. I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of great people, a lot of great principals, a lot of great teachers. I've been very appreciative of the boards that I've served with, in particular board presidents Mike Roberts and Kevin Engel. They've been fantastic board presidents. Also, I've been very privileged to work with 2 great business managers, Beth Colbert, who is an extremely experienced business manager that was in place when I came. It was a lifesaver for me coming in as a new superintendent, and then Sue Rich, who followed Bev, and she's just done a great job. Certainly, I have to thank my wife, Shelley. She's just been fantastic. I don't know that I could have done this job for 10 years without her support. I've met very many wonderful, caring people through the years in the district, and it's just been a privilege to serve the communities of Ainsworth and Riverside. So it's been a good 10 years.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chris Armstrong. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.